In an attempt to perhaps soften their image, medias around the world are reporting that the Israelis have been calling Lebanese civilians on the telephone and leafleting their streets before bombing their homes. The destruction of key bridges and roads in Lebanon, however, is widely seen as designed to stop the international humanitarian aid and impeding the flight of the million or so refugees trying to escape the onslaught. Well, Musfar from the Arab Muslim American Federation echoes the sentiment of millions in other parts of the world.
The slaughter continues and the destruction continues. That is all what Israelis know. Drop American-made bombs on innocent civilians and infrastructure that cannot fight back. The Zionists never wanted peace. Demand that the war must stop. Demand a stop to all aid to the apartheid state of Israel. This current administration is leading us into the abyss, into continuous wars, using our sons and daughters to do the dirty work. We must save America from those who are leading it to destruction.
But in fact, for the most part, the political class in Washington has remained silent about the expanding humanitarian crisis in Lebanon. Ironically, the destruction of that country is damaging the United States' image in the Islamic world. Demonstrations in support of Hezbollah are springing up in Muslim capitals around the world, says Ramsey Clark, the former United States Attorney General in the Johnson administration.
The biggest demonstration in recent weeks was tens of thousands yesterday in Baghdad. And what they wanted? The U.S. out of Iraq, Israel out of Lebanon and Palestine. Peace for the Middle East, the right to live their lives without interference by high-tech countries that kill them indiscriminately. And here we are again, a new U.S.-sponsored war of aggression against Lebanon, carried out by Israel, bombing the infrastructure, several billion dollars of destruction already, killing hundreds and hundreds. And we're not going to stop it until we face up to the military expenditures of this country. Until we cut the military budget by more than 70%, we're going to continue to be killers. If we'd take that 70% and feed the children of the world rather than kill the children of the world, we'd find peace, wouldn't we? So why don't we do it? Whose money is it? Why do we let them get away with it? Let's stop it now.
At the end of the rally, several thousands marched along 42nd Street and headed north to the General Electric building near Rockefeller Center to denounce the corporation that makes the F-16 warplane, now used in Lebanon. WBI asked this woman of Syrian ancestry for her thoughts on the spreading war in the Middle East.
What is the risk that Israel will attack Syria or Syria will respond to Israel's attacks on Lebanon?
You never know with the Israelis and the U.S. what they're up to, what they're capable of. I believe that it's been on the radar for the U.S. and Israel for quite a while, and I believe that the U.S. is sending in Israel to do all its dirty work because they're too preoccupied with Iraq at this point.
There's a report that Israel bombed a farm in the Bekaa Valley, very close to the Syrian border. Do you know about this?
I've heard about it, yes. And I think they're asking for trouble. It's almost like they're instigating Syria to jump in to create a bigger controversy in the Middle East.
Israel said that they're attacking Hezbollah terrorists. What do you think?
That's a crock of manure, for lack of a better term. I think they're just ruthless people and they have no respect for human life. There's no reason for them to bomb Khanna, 60 innocent people, women and children. If they had an ounce of morality, that would never have happened.
For the WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.